The state produced nothing but the film in question. The only other evidence that the state produced was basically geared to identifying the personnel involved in the film. In other words, showing that the man Brandenburg had a gun similar to the guns in the film, and that he had markings on his person similar to the markings, and that his voice was similar. Other than this, the state offered nothing. It is critical that the state offered nothing on the nature and history of the Klan. It offered nothing showing the course of the Klan's history, any continuing historical or expert opinions concerning any possible commitment to violence. It offered nothing on the continuing organization of the Klan, nothing whatsoever.